Welcome to Fit to Be Real
and a little extra.
Happy 100.
100.
Awesome. Thank you.
You know, for those numberly challenged like myself.
We have officially hit 100 weeks of our podcast and we have some super special news to share with you. So we're going to do that in a few different ways.
So many different ways.
Yeah. First way is that we have an announcement, and it's going to be so fun for the next 100 episodes. And the second way is how we're going to tell you about that announcement, and we're going to go on Instagram Live. So we are patiently waiting for when we go live right now, and then you're going to all be in on the Instagram Live with us because we're going to record the whole thing. So if you did not get to have an Instagram Live moment with us because you're at work,
boo.
You're going to hear how it went down. Okay. So we're super excited about this. This is.
But backtrack.
Whoa.
We're super nervous about this. Maybe Victoria's excited. I have no idea what's going on.
Well, I don't think that's any different than any week, to be fair. But yeah, I've actually never gone Instagram Live on any account that I'm on, so let's cross our fingers and hope that it works. But I looked up some things on the Google that told my 36-year-old self how to do it.
Well, that's our favorite thing to do.
The Google?
No, not know what we're doing and just do it.
Well, what did I text you the other day? We're going in blind.
Yeah.
But we're just going to jump.
That's how we do. That's how we do.
But also how we keep telling you not to do. I
know. We've spent 100 episodes telling you how to prepare. And how to get yourself, you know, worked it out and like feel like no pressure. And that is all we do to ourselves.
Yeah. I think we run on a little bit of chaos and Christmas cheer all year long. However, I don't want to.
No.
Like, I don't want to do that anymore.
No, but we're going to continue to do it because 2025 is no different.
Carly doesn't like change.
Nah.
Let's get into it. I'm Victoria.
Hey guys, I'm Carly.
How has it been listening to that for 100 weeks?
I'd like to say I am a person of consistency and I will never change it. And I can't change it if I tried because it's in my body.
Yeah. And Carly is the stereotypical person to say it's who I am. It is who it is. This is just who I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. Screw change. I think you're a person of consistency and also, to quote our brother, savagely annoying.
I have never been more complimented. I also haven't written him back yet, which I totally forgot to. We talked about it with everybody and then I was like, oh my God, I forgot to write him back. He called me savagely annoying and I laughed so hard and I think he meant to try and hurt my feelings, but it didn't work.
Well, 100% he was trying to tear you down, but that's impossible when Carly has no emotions. So we're going to go straight into the Instagram Live and bring you all along with us. Let's do it. 3, 2, 1. We are now live.
Yeah, we are.
But just me. So let's add. Let's add Carly.
Sounds about right.
So I go down here.
Request. Send.
Sarah's here.
What up, Sarah? She do.
All right. I have invited CFit Fitness.
There I am. You're so close to me. Get away.
First of all, put your volume down. Like, turn it. We don't need to hear it.
There you go.
And we don't need to hear it here either. Okay. I think we figured it out.
So remember when Victoria just likes to do things on the fly? You can do it, Sarah.
Maybe stop yelling.
Sorry. Listen, you told me I didn't have to get dressed up for this. And now, like, this budget, there's no budget for Fit to Be Real for, like, a glam team.
Hi, Emma. She's yelling at me. What's up, sisters? Anyone with sisters understands.
Well, I am yelling at you. What's up, everyone?
Why are you yelling in general?
Hey, guys, it's Carly.
Guys, this is what it's like. This is what it's like every single Tuesday that we record, usually at 9:30. I know today is Wednesday, but Carly forgot to write things down with her schedule yesterday.
No. I wrote it down. I read it wrong. And I got my son's Christmas concert day wrong. So as I was driving over here to record, I was told it was his concert and I needed to hurry up and go back to his last preschool concert. He is the third child. It is not my fault.
He's been in preschool for 2 years.
This is his third year of preschool. So I was like, hurry up. Victoria, can you watch Lewis? We can't record. I have to go to Dean's Christmas show.
Okay. No, story is not important.
Okay. All right.
So we are recording this live in two ways, the screen as well as on our episode. So this is going to be our 100th episode, which is wild that we're even doing it. And we have an announcement.
My God.
As well.
What is it? Do I know what it is?
I'm not sure. I think I mentioned it to you in a text message a couple days ago and said, it doesn't matter, we're doing it.
Okay.
So knowing you, you didn't actually read it. And all you saw was it doesn't matter and moved on, you know? So what is our announcement? Our announcement starting next week, which is 101, which is also our 2 year anniversary, technically.
2 years. Deuces. I literally do this stuff with her and she either cuts it or rolls her eyes. Now you can watch her roll her eyes.
Well, that's the announcement. We are videoing everything. So you can now.
Oh, I don't think so. What?
Okay. You can now watch as it's happening. It won't be live. We're going to record when we record, like most podcasts do, and then we'll put it out. But you can, we're going to set up our camera. We're going to have a whole studio. It's going to be great.
Well, there's a lot of things that I don't think you want to see, though.
Like your hair?
I mean, right there, my double chin.
It's a Cindy Lou Who type of situation we have.
But I mean, I say some things that I will get in trouble.
I do edit most of the things that Carly says.
Okay.
I usually edit her out.
Okay, all right. Just making sure there's still a time editing button you can.
But not as much with a video. So in any case, Carly didn't know about it. She's also here for the announcement. But that is that.
I am not the boss with the applesauce. I did not know this. I'm looking right now. I got to get those lines get taken care of before 101.
Okay. Well, this is called Fit to Be Real. Yeah. So to be real, you shouldn't do that.
Okay. Okay.
For instance, we taught this morning and worked all morning. And so there is no makeup happening. There is
no
clearly
shower.
No care in the world.
It's an always a no shower happy hour every day.
What's up, Julia Finio? She knows firsthand. Julia knows firsthand that there is a no shower happy hour every week.
So I just want to recap. Mm-hmm. I don't have to look good, but they're still going to see me.
You have to look real. So you're normal. First of all, if you guys know anything about Carly, she's put together, even in sweatpants. She's got, like, everything matching from her socks to her sweatpants.
I love a good matching moment, but I don't always look like that, you know?
I don't think anybody should look like that.
But then you'll get to see me do this a lot more. Wait, you guys want to see what I learned today? You want to be real? Should I do it?
No.
We're going to lose everybody, aren't we?
Well, there's five.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, God. She's mewing for those of you who are only listening to this next week. She's doing something called mewing, which I don't understand because I'm not cool. Mewing. Yes, Emma Fowlson. Wait, she said 100%. Emma, no. No. Oh, no. If you don't know what mewing is, please look it up.
please look it up because we're not going to talk about it.
I'm not sure what's happening to her face.
Melody taught me on the way to school and said, obviously, you know what mewing is. I said, obviously, I don't. Teach me. And then she said over 50 times that she did not actually watch it on TikTok because she's not allowed to watch TikTok. So she was overly telling me that her friends taught her and she had never seen a video. So she actually didn't know if she was doing it right either.
Well, over explanation is a trauma response. So good job, Mom.
I did it again.
Emma said, I think Melody did it best. Emma, you're correct, first of all. Second of all, I disagree with everything.
What's up, Cam?
But yeah, that is our announcement. You get to watch Carly live, kind of, look as well as she sounds.
It all matches. It matches. But I do like the fact that they might have pictured me in their mind.
Looking good.
Looking like
$1 million.
$1 million.
Yeah.
But then this is actually what I look and sound like.
More like 50.
You're going to see my nose run.
$50. So if you don't understand what that is, we know now after 100 weeks that Carly is allergic to laughter and wine and beer and coffee sometimes. She's not well, but usually laughter when it comes to Fit to Be Real. So you'll see her need the tissues. I constantly have tissues stocked. And a lot of editing on my part goes into editing out her sniffles.
Listen.
In the microphone.
I like to have a good time. I don't want to edit myself.
But you want to get the wrinkles away, like you just told everybody.
Well, when you mew, you have to do that. I know.
Isn't there something with like a chin swipe?
Yeah, that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. They're saying, no, I can't answer that. My jaw, I'm working on my jawline. Andrew and I had to look it up to make sure that Melody wasn't doing something super inappropriate and she just didn't have any idea. So we just, after I did it and posted it and for everybody to see, I went home and looked it up. And it's basically you're working on your jawline and it's for kids when you get asked a question at school and you don't want to answer. And the teacher's like, hey, Jimmy, what's 10 plus 10? He goes, yeah.
Detention.
Uh-huh.
Demerit.
I need a tissue.
You need a tissue? Well, go get one. This was our announcement if you missed it when we said it in the very beginning. We're recording everything video-wise so you can see it and watch it and feel like you're on the couch with us and sometimes feel like a hostage like you're on the couch with us.
And our guests will be on video as well, which I think our list just went down and down and down because they're going to be like, I don't want to be videoed because it does give a little bit of added pressure.
It shouldn't, though. This is called Fit to Be Real. And so it's real. It's not, there's not any judgment for looking the way that we look. And hey, I'm wearing a grandpa sweater.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't have makeup on right now. I have a lot of sweat, though. That's okay.
Yeah, and I have like a big, I got them all over, so it's
That's
fine.
A mole that you've had since birth. She pointed to a mole that she's had since birth, just to be clear.
I'm just finding out. I got to get rid of all this stuff.
Yeah, okay. This is our first Instagram Live. It feels awkward.
No, we did Instagram Live over COVID. We used to do dancing on Instagram Live. Do you remember that?
Not as strippers.
No. No. During COVID, we would be like, oh, we love Zoom. We love making our videos, but we want to interact with you and we want to see you. So a few times we did it so that we could see who was with us and then we would call them out. And sometimes people put their cameras on so we could see who was there. But we did it a few times and it was...
Yeah, but Andrew did all of it. We just stood there.
Oh, yes.
And I remember. Liz remembers. What's up, Liz? Liz... This will also be a part of our new venture. Come here. Come here. Dog.
She's camera shy.
Pepper will be in on all of the fun. So now you can see her as we tell her to.
You'll see her bat the microphone, turn off the sound.
She likes to sit on the mixer.
She does. So today, I'm the boss now. Actually, no, I never want to be the boss. Hi, Pepper. What's up, Jewel? I never want to be the boss again. Now you're going to get to see me sweat and like do like this with my hands.
They say you sweat every day.
That's true. And I have crazy eyes. I get like really, my eyebrows do go when I get nervous.
They see that every week. Okay. You are no surprise to anyone. There's no mystery. You but, lay your crazy out.
But today.
Go get a tissue.
Shut your face. Today. Oh, wait. We didn't do Hey, I'm Victoria. Hey, I'm Carly for everybody live.
Should we recorded it, but now she wants to do it again. This is a great episode. Hey, guys. I'm Victoria.
Hey, guys. I'm Carly. And that's how I do it every week.
That's it.
But today, Victoria wanted to reflect on the last 100 episodes. Or that's what she told me before, and that's how she got me over here. And then she blindsided me and said that we were going to start recording these live.
What was that word you just said? No. Blindsided?
Just go over it. Just edit.
Move on. Yeah. Can't edit. Can't edit anymore.
I think I said blindsided.
Yeah. The edit process of this 100 weeks is now changed forever. So you have to be a little bit less you.
Okay.
That's real.
So today.
Stop saying that.
Okay. Victoria wanted to reflect on the past 100 episodes. That really. Episodes. So reflect.
Okay, I will. I personally think that some of my favorite episodes have not involved fitness, even though I do like all the things that we've learned through all the fitness ones, but I like the more self-care research to look into, because as much as we say it all the time, we know these things and you've heard them and you know other people do them, but when you have to sit and like really sit with it and then talk it out loud and then listen to yourself and edit through, it really starts to sink in how much you're not doing.
Like the therapy?
And the listening right now.
Oh. You were, yeah.
You were just staring at yourself.
No, I was looking at you through the camera. Because I can't look at you this way because then you get this angle. So I was looking at you this way.
Weren't you just working on your jaw? Oh my God,
I was looking at you this way, but I was looking at you.
Okay.
There's nothing to look at right here.
Those are my favorite. The self-care ones are my favorite. That is what I've discovered in 100 years. Because I've actually...
100 years?
I mean... We look really good for 100.
Believe it or not, this is just coffee.
I'm walking on air.
Wait, I just saw a meme of that. And that it said, if you don't sing this once a month, like in your head...
Believe it or not.
You sing this once a month in your head. That's what it said.
Oh, now I'm going to
think about it. Isn't that crazy? Believe it. Because somebody in a month is going to say, believe it or not. And you're going to, in your head, say, I'm walking on air.
I like the Instagrams that it's like, finish this phrase. And it's all the popular commercials from the 90s and the 2000s. Because now I don't really watch commercials.
Well, there aren't any, so...
But I know, 1-800-588-2300
Empire today. What's up, Kelly?
Like, I don't know how to do my taxes, but I can sing that song no matter what.
Well, I am reflecting.
Oh, yeah, your turn.
You didn't ask me what my favorite ones were.
Okay.
I liked learning about all the different people that I didn't know anything about, but I've known them forever.
Like in our Tell Your Story. So speaking of Tell Your Story, tell your story, people. Tell us, write in, tell us your fitness journey, ask us your fitness like advice stuff that other people could help you and answer. We don't need to answer it because we don't know everything. But when you speak it out, then people can answer. So tell your story. We're going to do that again. We have a story that's been waiting, but I want to get another one to add in. So write in and tell us your story. But I agree, because I think that's like...
I mean, I wasn't lying, and I'm not lying when I say, like, I look at you every... No, I'm not lying. I lie about a lot of stuff, but not this. I see you every day, and I know nothing about you. And I think that's crazy.
But you think you do.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Right.
But and like, I mean, even you guys know I rip on Justin, like it's my job. It is my job, but I rip on him. But I think it's so interesting that he actually does things.
That he's a smart guy. Man.
Yeah. Can we edit that stuff?
Nope.
No.
Keeping it in.
All right.
Definitely.
But just like our sea fitters or anybody that we've interviewed, it's just, you never get to, when do you sit and talk like this with anybody? I don't sit and talk like this with anybody because nobody has time.
You literally sit and talk with me once a week for 100 weeks. But thank you.
But I know everything there is to know about you. I'm not saying you.
Okay.
I'm saying everybody else. Like, when do you just have time to go get a cup of coffee with somebody? Even when we had Mom and Vicky on together, I mean, we don't hang out with our Mom and Vicky for an hour and a half at a time just to, like, talk about stories.
Yeah.
We never do that.
No.
So I think those are my favorite ones. I mean, I like learning about therapy and, you know, wellness and how to better myself. No, I like listening to it.
Oh.
2025, I'm going to work on doing it. What's up, Ash? But learning about the people.
Asher Bunky.
I know.
Take me or leave me. How's it go?
That is not how it goes.
How does it go?
And anybody that knows Rent knows that that's not how it goes.
Believe me. I got it. All right. I'm here.
Ooh. Ooh. I don't particularly like when I cry on the podcast. That's never fun.
What about when you can't pronounce words? Particularly.
What did I say?
Particularly.
Oh, I'm from Delco. Obvi, I say particularly. Obvi.
Raise your hand if you hate when people abbreviate words.
I mean, I don't like obvi. But I'm making fun of the people who say obvi.
Well, obvi.
Oh, Ashley, that makes me think of you. We got to get you on here. Ashley worked for SoulCycle for like 10 years, and she used to travel all over the country with SoulCycle, and I'd love to have her on to talk about that.
Oh, she did this. So you know that it's real.
Yeah.
And I think that's fascinating because SoulCycle was... I mean, it was rising when we were there.
Popular when she was working for it,
yeah.
For them. Yeah.
But when we were in New York, I was like, what are all these things that are popping up all over the city that people are freaking out about?
Yeah.
I never tried it.
I never tried it either. I was going to make up some story like I did, but I didn't. I never tried it. Wait. No, wait. I went to New York Sports Club when I was in New York. That's where I used to go. And we took one spin class and I brought my mom and she fell off the bike.
Remember that.
And we had to leave because she completely fell off the bike, a stationary bike. And I was like, we out.
That's on par.
So never went back.
It's on par.
But yeah, I'd love to get her in here. She was like working for SoulCycle. I really got to work on my words when it was very, very popular. So Ash.
She's laughing, crying at you.
You're booked.
You're booked. Booked it.
What else do you want to reflect about this year?
For 100 weeks. I think this is the most consistent and dedicated I've ever been to something that has been a hobby, something for fun, something that hasn't been career related or theater related, anything I was doing. And I've wanted to do it. And editing is not easy and I have no idea what I'm doing. I barely scratched the surface.
Get off.
Pepper's sitting on the mixer of how to do this. And I'm sure there's better ways to do it. And I'm going to learn soon because I have to. But 100 weeks straight of every holiday, every vacation, you name it, it's gotten done. And that seems big for me. That feels big for me.
It's so very big when you're not making – we're not complaining. But we don't make money on this. So to do something every single week when a lot of the times you just don't feel like it or you're having to research something and it's not for profit, I mean, that's hard. That's very hard.
So that's our life. We're definitely not for profit. CFIT is not for profit.
Oh my God. Have you guys ever heard of a gym that's a not-for-profit gym? We're a not-for-profit gym. What's up, Gray Fox? He shouted out to Pepper, by the way.
Pedro,
we are the world's only not-for-profit gym, and
not really though.
We love it so much, but
it's a passion project.
It's a passion project.
We love diving into things blind with 2 feet, like don't really think about it. You don't need all the screws for the IKEA, you know, shelf. We're going to figure it out.
If it fits,
I sits.
That's how we do.
And it has, that's, it's gotten us through.
Well, it's gotten us to almost 40. So we're going to keep sliding up that hill until we cross over. No, go down the hill. We're not crossing over yet.
Crossing over. There's crossing no light over. To be seen at the other end. Gail. What's up, Gail? Gail was in one of our Tell Your Story mm-hmm. episodes.
She's an OG seafitter, too.
Yeah. And we are thankful for your dedication, Gail, because we know you listen and we appreciate that a lot.
I would have to say I'm pretty impressed with, we get, you know how.
No one asked. Okay. No, I'm just kidding.
Do you know? I was going to just let it go. You know how on Spotify's Wrapped, some people think it's annoying, but you get to like see what your favorite things are that you listen to or what annoying. You've been listening to this year.
Yeah.
Mine was Taylor Swift. We do a lot of kid parties.
We do a lot of Taylor Swift parties.
With my Spotify account. So that's why it's not like, you know, in sync, but it's Taylor Swift. And that I didn't take to heart, but a lot of people were sending in that their number one or their top three podcasts were Fit to Be Real. And that is something that might not be a huge deal to you when it pops up on your Spotify, but it is a huge deal to us. And that made us feel like, oh my God, that is so nice that you guys consistently listen. Because if you didn't, we wouldn't do this anymore. I could have said maybe back off in like the 90s so that Victoria wouldn't make us go live in the hundreds, but whatever.
101 to be exact. 2 full years in, I think it's time to get on the screen and really see how real this is.
I know. I mean, it's true. I guess you're going to see that some days it is harder for us than others. Just like I said before, I don't love crying on the podcast.
But you've done it once.
I know, but
one time. Get over it. Get over yourself.
But that was a really big thing for me because I don't cry in front of people.
She's never cried since.
No.
That was last year. She's never shed a tear again.
No. I cry alone in my room.
You're not alone in your room. She sleeps with all of her family.
I sleep with my... We could live in a one... I don't know why we left New York. We could have lived in our one-bedroom apartment just fine.
Fun fact, Carly, Andrew, and I lived in our one-bedroom apartment. We had a bunk bed that was a double on the bottom.
It was a double on the bottom, single on the top.
Yeah, I was on the top. And it was super fun. But Carly and Andrew also had an apartment or his apartment in Astoria. So sometimes they weren't there. Sometimes they were there. And there were nights when Andrew was there and he was like a new boyfriend in the family. Like he had been there for how many years or maybe
before
1 year?
Before I moved in with him? 2 years before I moved in with, before we moved in together.
But you lived in New York. So yeah. Like he would come home for occasions and holidays, whatever Carly told him he had to come to Springfield for. So when he was there, he'd go, In the middle of the night, Victoria, help me. And I'm in like a dead sleep and I would wake up to that and throw a pillow down at him. I just started liking Andrew and we haven't lived together in how long.
But every so often, if you're like, if it's dead silent at a party, you can hear one of them go, help me. And they just know it brings them back.
It brings us back.
Kate. I did make fun of you for crying. I don't remember what episode I cried. I actually do, but I'm not going to tell you because I don't want you to re-listen.
I don't remember.
Justin was on it because remember, I was like, Justin, it's you. I feel like it's you.
Making you cry?
Yeah. Anyway, I don't really make fun of
I'll make you cry. Happily.
It's just Kate I make fun of for crying. And everybody else, cry your little hearts out.
Zip it, Zane. But also don't zip it, Zane. Keep giving it to her because someone's got to, you know. Appreciate it. What's up, Stacey?
We were going to talk about Christmas around the world today. And then Victoria, this is very different. Victoria was like, nixing that, we're going to reflect on the year.
Yeah.
So having said that, because
that was a true story.
We are going to do in January, Victoria doesn't like resolutions. We call them intentions or, you know. No hugs here, Zine. But our resolutions or intentions from last year.
Sit down.
Have you succeeded? We did a 6-month check. Now we're almost at the, we are at the 1 year.
We are at the 1 year. I have not read any books on my shelf. So no. My bookshelf is still unread, so I have to get on that for 2025. We also talked about how it's okay if you failed, quote unquote, at your goals.
Yeah, sure. If you say it out loud while you're failing, it's bless you.
God bless you, Pepper.
If you say it out loud while you're failing, it just negates the whole,
I'm failing.
I'm failing.
So that was our moon episode, and it was waning.
I'm waning.
Yeah, we won't replay that.
It's okay. I can just do it live now.
So no, I haven't done that. I did get back on my fitness track, and I was feeling really, really good. And now I'm back on not feeling really, really good.
What? Why?
But I'm fine. I'm happy about it because it's a happy not feel good versus like a sad one.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
No.
You know when you gain weight, but like it's because you're depressed and you're sad and it's hard to get into the swing of things because you've been down and out for so long. That's what it was a long time ago. And then I got really healthy and I was feeling really good. And then I'm now back on the up of my journey, but I'm happy about it.
Yeah. Well, for the girl that goes to bed at 9 o'clock at night and she gets up at like 4:30, she was out till like 4 a.m. the other night. So, you know, at a club, which is unlike her, but she was happy about it. So we're happy for her.
That I was past my bedtime?
Yes, that you were at your wake up time when you came home.
No, it was like 3. It was like 3 a.m. Now, yes, my fault. It's true. Pedro is my boyfriend and he is a DJ and it's 10 to 2 a.m. late nights. And so the breakdown by then we got home at 3 a.m. But that's what's up. What's up, Pedro? That's why I'm happy.
But that's why she's happy because
it's not the sole reason I'm happy.
No. I'm saying,
but
she's not. We're saying, yeah, it is your fault, Gray Fox. but it's a happy, unhealthy. Those aren't healthy hours. You should not be up at that time. But that's what I'm saying. She's got a smile on her face. She's not upset about it, she missed her sleep. But
oh no,
she's doing more things that are getting her out instead of staying at home, which I think is a huge difference than last year when we couldn't get you out.
I can't wait to talk about how horrible you are. but yes. Yeah, we couldn't wait to get you out, first of all, is what you just said. Second of all, living life more was on my resolution.
That's what I meant.
Intention. We know what you meant.
I'm not good with words in math or anatomy.
Or history.
What do you want from me? I'm good at so many other things.
Dance, monkey.
Yeah, that's... Well, okay. I'm good at one thing.
Yep. For money.
No, I'm not for profit. I'm a not-for-profit dancer.
I know. That party... Pedro, it's true. She's making it seem a lot worse. He said, dang, it was once a month, that club night. Once a month.
I'll come dance for free because I'm a not-for-profit dancer, so...
You can do it at 2 a.m.
Oh, no, my friend. No.
Anyway, it's a great time. So, yeah, I think I cannot remember every single intention that I had for 2024. But I did get out a lot more and like feel like I'm living and not just working. That was one of my biggest
intentions. That was your big intention last year.
You wanted me to like travel more and
I did.
I think that's coming up for me too. So it's all, yeah, all good things. I think overall, I've 75% done my goals.
Oh, good. You just need that little extra pie.
How many percentages, oh, Carly?
I don't know. Just whatever the piece of lemon meringue you need left, like, of the pie. Just get that.
Lemon meringue is what you chose?
It's my favorite pie.
Oh. You're an old man.
Yes.
Okay.
This is my favorite pie.
All right. What about your intentions that we know you did not write down?
No. And I didn't do it. I did not write it down. We are not going to Disney World. So Seafitters, it's okay. I won't be going away anytime soon.
You wanted to do that in 1 year?
I think 1 year is a good amount of time to save for Disney.
You have to get paid first.
I know. That's why I didn't do it. So that didn't happen. However, I'm not upset about it because I understand now, instead of just being like, I can't believe I didn't do it. I'm so mad. I can't believe that this happened. I know why. And I'm seeing patterns in why it's not happening.
Because you've spent a lot for Christmas.
And I'm realizing how to fix it. So maybe this year I'll fix it. But now I think the realization and the understanding of how to get there, instead of just snapping my fingers and being like, well, why didn't I do it this year? I know why. I'm aware of it.
Acceptance is the first step.
Yeah. But my other things I did, I stopped working out as much. Mm-hmm. And that was a huge one for me.
That was a health priority.
Yeah. I gained some weight, and I did.
Okay.
I did.
Prove it.
But I feel good, and I feel rested these days. I know it's like not, I know I do.
Do you really?
Yes, because I am not working out four times a day.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not running in between my workouts. Like I became an addict. We all know, we talked about it before, and I am coming away from that. And this year, my number one goal this year was to say that I did not want to say, oh, I can't wait till 2025. I just want to start this year over.
You did say that.
And I don't feel that way. I thought 2024 was the fastest year we've had since 2019.
Yeah. I think I agree with you, actually.
Don't you think 2024 was so fast?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
And I feel like I had a good year. I said yes to a lot of things. I did, just like Victoria, like, I went out more and I said, yes, I'll do this more, or yes, I want to go to this show, or, you know, maybe that's why I can't go to Disney World, because I spent all my money on like theater tickets and concerts.
Because you said yes.
Because I said yes. So that's what I'm saying. I realize why I didn't save the money, but I wanted to take my kids to New York twice to see Michael Jackson. So that's what I chose.
And now you're doing it in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Your Disney is Michael Jackson.
Oh, God. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I realize that I chose these things to do instead of save for Disney, but I'm very happy that I did it because I was still making the memories that I wanted to make and I enjoyed them. But,
well, twofold, because you wanted to stop your obsession with working out to spend more time.
Yeah.
With
the kids.
These kids aren't going to be these ages for too long. Stop it. Sorry. If you're just tuning in, she's mewing, and it was a big thing we talked about, and I refuse to talk about it again.
So I feel like I did, well, I failed at one. I'm failing.
I'm glad they get the visual of that now, because that's a part of it.
I succeeded at the ones I think were more important, I guess.
I don't think I believe you when you say I guess.
I guess.
We could do a more in-depth conversation about that, but we won't. Because.
Why?
Because I want to talk about. Basically, this is something I would edit, and now that I can't, I want to talk about again that we are going to be on screen, and anybody that comes, you can still call in. You don't have to be on screen, because I know we have a few people lined up in January. Not sure that you know about that, but I do. That might not want to be on screen. So
who's
people
coming?
Will still be calling in. We can't give all the secrets away.
We don't know anybody.
The one announcement is that we are going to start videoing, and we can all thank Pedro for that, because he is going to set us up.
Does he do that?
I don't think so.
It's all right. He likes Manchester United, and that's, we like Liverpool.
Nope, he likes Chelsea.
He likes Chelsea. And we like Liverpool, so there's the great divide. It's the great divide over here. But thank you.
Thank you for the video help. That was what we want to talk about for our 100th episode today, is that how after 100, things are going to change. And we are getting Carly closer and closer to accepting change. He did do the peace fingers kissy face. Mm-hmm. I'm upset.
Yeah.
I'm upset with that.
After, can we go back? After 100 episodes, Carly's going to change what?
Nope. We're going to a little bit, piece by piece, get Carly to accept change more. because we are about to change what we have now known for 100 weeks.
My face? Is this a test?
No.
Oh.
I'm not asking you any questions. I don't know what you're hearing.
That Carly has to change something. That's all I heard.
But I didn't say that. Oh. We are changing the way that we are doing this podcast, and we are going to get Carly one step closer to accepting change in general because she doesn't like to change.
That I understand.
God, all right. Podcast for dummies.
Well, I need to listen more. I'm not setting my intentions right now. I'm not ready for that. I haven't thought about it. Disney's probably on there somewhere this year. For next year.
Because like 2024? You want to do it in a month?
No, I want to do it in 2025 to probably get there in 2026. But I got to stop going to Broadway and concerts. And I don't know if I can do that.
Disney's not that big a deal.
It is. You say that, but to some people it is. To me, Disney's a big deal. So is Michael Jackson. So there's that. Dean did ask Santa Claus for a Michael Jackson costume. We'll see what Santa brings.
I mean, I support that. Okay. I do support that. Disney, I don't think I support that. Why not take them somewhere less expensive but just as much fun?
Because I love Disney. It's the happiest place on earth. So listen, let me be happy.
I will take the mouse that's in my kitchen and run amok in your house.
Is there anything else you'd like to add today? She is crushing my dreams.
No. You can have your dream. You can have your intention for next year.
I'm not saying it yet because I'm not ready. So don't push me.
Okay.
I'm not going to write it down this year either, but I will think about it.
Well, now you're just all going to have a more in-depth look on what that looks like.
I'm a hustler, baby. Just want you to know.
Also, there is no podcast studio. This is it.
Oh, you didn't know? We're on Victoria's couch every week. Every week. I sit next to this. A bunch of plants that are half dead.
No, they're not.
Probably because they're sitting next to me and you know I hate plants.
All right, I have to prune the purple one, but yeah. They're not dead.
So, yeah, we're on Victoria's studio couch. That's what we call it today.
Yeah, there is no soundproofing. Pretty sure my neighbors upstairs get a live show every time Carly's here because she belts.
They heard me cry that one time. They were probably like, oh. She cried.
They were like, maybe she'll leave. B-Claws. B-Claws has been on the podcast. She just was on the podcast a couple weeks ago.
She's one of the ones I knew nothing about. I've known her since she was three, and I was so excited and so interested to learn everything that she does, which I never would have gotten to learn. So that's why I thank Fit to Be Real for stuff like that.
You're welcome.
I was going to thank you, and then I was like, I'm not going that far.
I am Fit to Be Real. No.
She is.
No, but it's true. I if we don't know the story, I made Carly do this 2 years ago. She was upstate with her in-laws, and I said, hey, just want to let you know, I bought all this equipment, and when you come home, we are going to do this. I've also already made the Spotify art on Canva.
She did. She was like, and this is what it looks like?
Uh-huh.
Not that much different than this year when I was upstate, and she texted and said, hey, we're going to do a November challenge. Get a weighted vest sent to where you are and start right now. It's always when I'm away, you have these bright ideas and then say, we're going to do this.
I can think clearly.
When I'm out of state.
And you're not here.
When I'm out of state is when she's like, we're going to do this and this and this. I'm going to text you about it so that you don't have a say.
When I know you don't have service to respond.
Or when I'm drinking. That I won't say no after some wine and she knows where I am. So she's like.
I get to be myself. And I make these decisions, and so far they've all been very positive, good ones. So yes. You are welcome.
Yeah. Yep.
I apologize to all of you for bringing her to your home and your ears.
Well, now I apologize because I'm going to be in your home. You can watch me, and it's sometimes uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable for her. I'm fine with it, but it's uncomfortable for her sometimes and to the people who come into her studio house.
Listen, I can write this living room off when it's something for
that's
work.
True. Yeah.
Work. So yeah, that's all we wanted to say. I wanted to do it in a fun new way and try Instagram Live just for shits and giggles. And we have succeeded. We succeeded.
Did. Good job. I'm proud of you. I wouldn't have known how to do a Facebook Live.
I did the Google.
That's right.
And really, you just have to press a button.
And you never know. Maybe I'll wear a nice shirt one day. But mostly, it's going to be a sweatshirt.
I don't think it matters.
Okay.
Nope. I'm always going to be coming from clients and working, so I will never have makeup on or look put together. And that is the point. That is the point of this podcast. That's the whole reason we wanted to do it and the whole reason we wanted to start CFIT, really, other than the fact that we love it and we're good at it, is that we didn't want to be robots. Everything that's being put out is influencers, quote unquote, and fake. And that is far from who we are and far from who we were when we were doing theater in New York, which is why we did not continue to do that, because we were horrible at the schmoozing and the networking and the, you know, whatever it's called, brown nosing to get the role and to get in with the in. We're not good at that.
We're not good at it. We're there's no other way to say it.
Thank you. I'm so glad that you said it twice. So that's why, that was piece of why I wanted to do this podcast, is that we had heard a few times from people that we should do something like this. And we always were like, you're crazy. Like, we have nothing to say.
Yeah.
Nobody needs to listen to us. And I still stand by that. But there's not a lot of real things out there these days with social media. If you've listened to us for 100 episodes, you know that we're not big fans of what it's doing to the next generation, let alone everybody. So I love this next step for us, that it's just going to add to the true realism of what we're doing.
Yeah.
That we're going to be, some days, it has to be fast. We have a little bit of time. We can't talk too much. We got to shut her down. And we have to get in and out of the studio. Yes, you. In and out of the studio quickly.
Shut it down.
New girl? Anyone?
Shut it down. What's up, Laura? We hope you're recovering well. We miss you. Sorry. Shut it down. That was perfect. I'm a good segueist. I talked about it last week. I'm a great segueist. She's trying to close up shop, and I will keep opening that door until she shuts it down.
Yeah. So, come laugh with us and join us on the couch every week from here on out until the next best thing comes along.
Live tours.
That we...
Guys, I forgot to tell her what our next one is. We're doing live tours. 7 days a week at CFIT. We do it every day. You can come see our live tour.
Maybe we'll go to church basements.
I'm going to blindside her one day, and you don't know what I'm going to say. Every Tuesday.
That's every week.
Every week.
And it's usually, okay. So we won't keep you any longer, because now this episode is 50 minutes.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me? That is the general feeling every single week when we sit down and we go, 30 minutes tops, 30 minutes. That's it.
Every week.
She's like, an hour and 10 minutes. We're like, what?
Because we babble. We're babblers. We come from a line of babblers.
We come from a long line of babblers.
Carmela's mother of the bride speech was 14 minutes long.
14 minutes long.
Yep. 14 whole minutes of Carmela truly not having a train of thought.
No.
Exactly what we do every week. Mm-hmm. We have a train of thought. We get sidetracked. We try to come back, but we've already forgotten what we started with. And, you know, we do have a very special skill of making it sound like we know what we're doing.
I think that's where our degree comes in. So thank you, Mom, again, for those hundreds of thousands of dollars. We do it. We use it every Tuesday.
Yeah, she's not here.
Oh, okay.
She's definitely not
okay,
here.
All right. Yeah, mom's not here.
Yeah. But we'll thank Sarah. What's up? Thank you, Sarah.
Sarah's like, close up shop, girls. Close up shop.
Get the hook. All right. So we have the hook. Well, thanks. Thanks for tuning in for those of you that did. And all of this is going to be kept for the podcast, and you can listen in. Hopefully it sounds okay. Didn't do that test.
Oh, the beginning was great.
Yeah, but it's okay. And we will see you. You will see us in episode 101. Wait, she does that every week? She does that every week, but no one's watching? And now we can see it live. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Scarly, we got to finish it. Finish it how we finish it.
Mm, right. I struggle with this every week because I can never remember.
Jewel, that's for you.
So just remember that you are always fit to be real.
And always allowed to be a little extra.
That also happens every week.
I do. I say it the same way. Bye, guys.
Bye. Hold on, I don't know how to get out of this.
Oh, I'm gonna do this for a while. This is like my dream right here. No, seriously, goodbye. We gotta go.
And now, we did it!
Oh my god.
For legal reasons, we have to tell you that this podcast is meant for entertainment and educational purposes only. We are not healthcare professionals. For all of your health, wellness, fitness, and self-care needs, please refer to the medical professional in your life, your primary care physician, your therapist, a certified coach, whoever it may be. And then let us know what they say, because I guarantee we need to know it too. Okay? Okay, bye.